The board considered a handful of proposals to allow pots into parts of the southeast black cod fishery. Pots catch fish in a large cage up to 10 feet in diameter, instead of the longliner's hook-and-line setup. But the proposal was opposed by some longliners. Linda Benkin of the Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association, or ALFA, says pots and longlines just don't mix.
Once a pot is on the grounds or a pot is lost on the grounds, if a longline becomes tangled with it, the longline will always lose.
Those kinds of gear conflicts are a big concern for ALFA, but Benkin says the proposal also pits small boats against larger ones.
Only larger boats would be able to switch to pots because the pots are big, they're heavy, requires a lot more room on deck than longline gear. So we saw it as a potential for preempting grounds, creating conflicts, and also potentially really driving the small boat fleet out of this fishery.
The proposals were dropped after the Department of Law told the board the issue was outside its jurisdiction, and the question is actually one for the Commercial Fisheries Entry Commission. But for Benkin and ALFA, the issue isn't really pots in Chatham or Clarence Straits, which would affect relatively few permit holders. The big issue is the full Gulf of Alaska. A similar proposal will come before the North Pacific Fishery Management Council at its April meeting. That would allow pots to fish for black cod, or sablefish, throughout the Gulf. Benkin had worried that a decision by the Board of Fish could set a precedent for that larger debate. And she worries that if pots come in, it will push longliners out.
The shelf slope in the Eastern Gulf is pretty narrow. It's really steep. There's actually not a lot of room on the black cod grounds. If you get a bunch of pots strung out there, longliners are going to fish near them at their risk of losing their gear. And because a lot of our boats can't switch to pots, they're can be a sort of effectively precluded.
The major motivation for adding pots is to reduce the number of fish lost to whales. Longliners in the Western Gulf have to contend with killer whales taking fish off their lines. In the Eastern Gulf, including Southeast, the culprits are sperm whales. Fish in pots could be protected from that kind of predation. But ALFA has been working with local biologists on whale deterrence, and Benkin said at least in the Eastern Gulf, she'll take whales over pots any day.
Feel like we have a bit of a handle on that, and that the whales are much less of a threat than to the fleet and to the communities that depend on that fleet than allowing pots.
The board did approve a proposal backed by ALFA and Sitka longliner Dick Curran to limit households to 50 black cod per year in the personal use fishery. That fishery previously had no limit. In Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholtz.